Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Why call Chris Moore? You call him if you have a problem with an appliance because he knows how to fix them. And he's been fixing them for 45 years. And best part about it, not only does he have decades of experience, but he'll come out for only a $35 service call, plus parts and labor. And that is an unbelievably low price for one of the most experienced and honest repairmen that you're ever going to find. Chris Moore, 523-5911. You never know when you'll need him, so put his number on your cell phone so you have it when you need it. Topping Wednesday's local news, City of North Tonawanda police reported a pedestrian seriously hurt when she was struck by a car on Robinson at Vandervoort Street just after 4 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Police said the victim was trying to cross Robinson at the time. She was given first aid on the scene and was reported fighting for her life Wednesday morning at ECMC. Other details concerning that accident were not immediately released, but North Tonawanda police say the driver of the vehicle that struck her is cooperating with their investigation and that investigation is ongoing. More local headlines coming up, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies owned by the same people and operated for your convenience. It's like going to an old-fashioned corner drugstore from years ago where service was king, but take that setting and put it in the facilities of a modern drugstore, and that's Wellness Park and Community Medical. And that's where they believe service is personal. So when you come in, they greet you by name, find out what you're looking for, and help you obtain it. They'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. Want details? Give them a call or stop in and see them at Wellness Park or Community Medical Pharmacies in Niagara Falls. The Niagara County Sheriff's Criminal Investigative Bureau has arrested two people in separate incidents for sex offenses involving a juvenile. As we told you about first yesterday, Eric Stone Jr. has been arrested on a number of charges following an investigation that began in 2025 in the town of Lockport. Stone has been charged with 4 counts of rape, endangering the welfare of a child, and sexual abuse, and he was remanded to the Niagara County Jail pending arraignment on those charges and a future court appearance. Also arrested on sex-related offenses was 21-year-old Michael Guerra of the town of Niagara, who's been charged in connection with an investigation that began in April of this year. Guerra was accused of forcible touching, unlawful dealing with a child, and harassment second. And sheriff investigators say those offenses involved the 17-year-old girl. Guerra, like Stone, was also held in the county jail pending arraignment on those charges. Other accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a collision at 74th and Buffalo Avenue with unknown injuries there. And around 9 a.m. on Wednesday, a collision occurred in the 5300 block of Mapleton Road. Unknown injuries reported at that one. Sheriff deputies and volunteers from the Wendelville Fire Company responded to that crash. At Walmart yesterday, store security said they spotted a man switching tags on merchandise. He then reportedly took them to the self-checkout and rang up the items. He was stopped on his way out of the store and identified as Jeremy Justice, who was charged with petty larceny and was told he was not allowed to come back into Walmart again. Justice was released on an appearance ticket and was accused of stealing $79 worth of goods. And when a person is told by police that they're trespassed from the store, usually for stealing, by law that means they're not allowed to come back in or they can be charged with felony burglary. Well, that's what happened to a man at the Walmart store on the Transit Road in Lockport. He was spotted by security in the store after being told not to come back. And on his way out, he allegedly grabbed an apple off the shelf and began eating it as he left without paying for it. Deputies were called and found him in back of the store and identified him as Randall Wing, who reportedly gave deputies a hard time for stopping him over taking an apple. Well, now he's charged with an upgraded burglary charge and also for taking the apple. And now he'll have to explain why he returned to the store after being trespassed and also why he allegedly stole that apple worth $1.77. Wasn't there a story years ago about someone who ate an apple that was in a garden and got in trouble for that? Found in Niagara police that a man walking down Military Road was arrested yesterday after he reportedly kept throwing items into the road and finally damaged the passing truck. The driver of that truck said the suspect threw a metal garbage can at her vehicle, causing the can to hit her windshield, bounce off the hood, roll under the truck, and also damaged her undercarriage and fog lights. Town of Niagara police officer Anissa Mahmood spotted that subject walking down Military and took him into custody. He was identified as 38-year-old Chase Wilson, who was released on an appearance ticket, with police saying Wilson allegedly told them, "I'm not going to lie to you, I was trying to F up that truck." And he did. Damage to the vehicle was listed at over $3,000. The Niagara County Center for Economic Development today launched the inaugural Niagara County Corporate Fishing Challenge. It's a new initiative showcasing the region's world-class fishing opportunities and also supporting a local charitable organization. That challenge is now underway and will run through Labor Day, and it's open to any business professional fishing in Niagara County this season. They're being asked to take part, with participants uploading their best fishing photos to www.pollunit.county/polls/ncfish. And once you do that, they're asking you to ask your friends, family members, and coworkers to go to that website and vote on the entries. To vote, people only need to enter their name and email address, with votes being tabulated right through Labor Day. The winner will receive a trophy, but more importantly, a $1,000 donation in the winner's name will be donated to Catching Dream Charters, a nonprofit organization that provides free fishing adventures to children and adults that are battling cancer. Catching Dreams specializes in providing therapy to patients during and after their treatment. And if you'd like to participate or want more information, you can find details on the county's website under the Niagara County Fishing Contest for Professionals. Well, the Buffalo Sabres came through last night, and Pat Hennigan thinks they can make it all the way to the Cup.
Buffalo Sabres entered back into the win column last night with a 3-2 victory over the Montreal Canadiens. The victory ties the round two playoff series 2-2. With the victory, Sabres head back to Buffalo for Game 5 tomorrow night. If Buffalo can secure a win tomorrow, it will put a stranglehold on the series, requiring only one more win to advance to the championship round against the waiting Carolina Hurricanes. This will determine who will end up going to the Cup against the West. I really think Buffalo can pull this off. I think they got the personnel, the coaching staff, and the grit and determination to get the Cup back here in Buffalo where it belongs, where it's never been, and where we want it to remain.
And of course, we'll keep you updated on the score and the Sabres' quest for the Cup right here on Niagara Radio. If it happens in your area, we want you to know about it. And if you see news, we want to know, so contact our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, while it's raining outside, you can still golf inside at the Links of Niagara. For details, visit the links at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by entering niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's real local news from the only station in the Falls that brings you comprehensive coverage of what's really happening in our area. I'm Sal Panessa.